A vote in the House could come tomorrow on the Republican tax cut plan. And in the Senate, Republicans have unveiled changes to their plan that includes repealing the Affordable Care Act requirement that every American have health insurance coverage. Julie Rovner, senior correspondent for Kaiser Health News, says the Congressional Budget Office found that eliminating that individual mandate would save about $338 billion over the next 10 years.
That's primarily because fewer people would have health insurance, so the federal government wouldn't have to pay the subsidies to help those people pay for their health insurance. In fact, CBO said that in 2019, 4 million fewer people would have health insurance, and by 2027, 13 million fewer people would have health insurance. And much of the health community is very concerned because it's only because of having healthy people in the insurance pool that they can afford to provide care for the sick. And they're worried that without the mandate, only sick people will sign up, and that will quickly make insurance premiums completely unaffordable.
Joining us now is NPR's Danielle Kurtzleben. Danielle, along with this proposal to repeal the ACA individual mandate, and we just heard about some of the possible consequences from Julie Rovner, what else is notable about this new Senate tax plan?
The Senate bill would now increase the child tax credit up to $2,000. That is a big jump. They had previously suggested raising it to $1,650. But another really, really important thing here is that it would end the cuts to individual taxes and really end a lot of the new provisions on the individual side at the end of 2025, whereas it would keep all of the corporate tax changes specifically, you know, that really big corporate tax cut, it would keep that permanently. Now, that is a really big deal. What you have here is this thing called the Byrd Rule, which is a set of provisions on the Senate side that say what they have to do, the sorts of math targets they have to hit. So these changes, you know, sunsetting those individual tax cuts is being derided by a lot of critics of the bill right now as creating gimmicks, as a math gimmick to just get the math to work out, and also being derided as, you know, prioritizing corporate tax cuts over individual tax cuts.
And what about the House plan? Where does that stand? We said there's going to be a vote tomorrow.
Right. Yeah. So the House plan, substance-wise, broad strokes, is pretty similar to the Senate plan. I mean, you do have this big corporate tax cut in the middle of it. You have lower rates for some individuals. You have an increase to the standard deduction. But on the vote side of things, Paul Ryan has said he's confident that the votes are there, that they really will be able to get this thing passed. That said, there's not full unification on the Republican side there. The representatives from higher tax states, Peter King from New York, for example, has been very vocal on this. They're upset about the potential elimination of the deduction for state and local taxes. That, of course, would hurt people, constituents in higher tax states, more than it would people in lower tax states. So they probably, as it looks right now, won't get the votes of all Republicans on this.
And the House Speaker Paul Ryan said today on CNBC's Squawk Box that the House will not address repealing the Obamacare individual mandate unless the Senate does so first.
It really is whether or not the Senate has the votes for this or not. So we're seeing what the Senate can do. If the Senate can get it through committee, if they can get it through the floor, then we'll meet them in conference and we'll assess at that time.
So that's the big question, Danielle. Does the Senate have the votes to pass a tax bill that repeals the Obamacare individual mandate?
As of right now, Senate Republicans seem pretty confident on that. Republican Senator John Thune from South Dakota is reported as saying that they've whipped the votes and that they really do think it can pass.
But there are also senators like John McCain who sunk the last attempt at healthcare overhaul, a repeal of Obamacare, Susan Collins, Lisa Murkowski, Jeff Flake, and Bob Corker, both in pretty public fights with President Trump right now. Will they vote for this plan?
This is where we kind of get into the realm of, you know, what they're not saying. And what a lot of those people on that list that you just ran off have not said is no. They haven't rushed forward to say, absolutely not, we're not going to support this. Nor have they rushed forward to say, yes, absolutely. I mean, what you've heard from them is somewhere in the mushy middle. You've heard Bob Corker and Jeff Flake. They told Politico that, you know, they could vote for this, for getting rid of that individual mandate penalty, if it makes it easier to pass the tax bill. Likewise, Susan Collins likewise told Politico that, quote, my concern is that if we combine the health care issues with tax reform, we make it far more controversial. So the concerns among those senators, what they've stated in some interviews, They've talked less about the substance of getting rid of the individual mandate penalty and more about the politics. Can it make tax reform easier or harder to pass?
And there are also two other things that fit into the politics of all this. One is the situation with Roy Moore in Alabama. And if he loses that seat and they haven't voted in the Senate on the tax plan yet, by the time that happens, that could lose Republicans another vote. And then we're also watching the trial, the corruption trial of Democratic Senator Bob Menendez in New Jersey. That could play into all of this as well. We'll keep an eye on it. NPR's Danielle Kurtzleben, thank you.
Yeah, thank you.